Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So basically he mixed black ink with water so that when it heals it's gray. So it matches the rest of my tats.
That's what the one on the back of my thigh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Has that always been a thing?
I don't know.
Expert artist.
Yeah.
We don't know it's a thing, but our bodies are covered in ink.
We have all these tattoos we don't even know.
I know.
That's gotta be a thing. I feel like there's a lot of people that have a bunch of stuff. It doesn't mean they know everything about it.
Like me with my car that I sold.
That's true.
Oh gosh.
Dude, thank God that thing is gone. The Bronco is officially gone.
Oh, it did. Yeah, so it sold. Yeah.
We were, dude, our house going under construction for as long as it did was such a blessing in disguise because we got rid of so much shit.
Yeah.
Like, they moved everything out of the house and put it in different room, like in one room or like in the driveway. And I was like, you know what? Get rid of all of this. I don't need it. It doesn't bring me happiness. Get the fuck rid of it. That's what like minimalism is about. Dude, it's so hard for me to get rid of things because I have like, I feel like I have I just feel bad for things with, I feel bad for inanimate objects' emotions, even though they don't have
them. Yo, Grayson will look at a pack of Skittles, and, like, you'll save the green ones for last because they suck, or you just won't eat the green ones, and he'll, like, feel bad for the green ones and have to eat them, and be like, oh, just give me all the green ones.
I'll eat them first, because
he feels bad for, like, food.
That's I don't know why I feel bad for Skittles.
I've been the same way.
Like, feeling bad for a teddy bear is one thing, but I feel bad for a screwdriver who have to throw it out. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you feel bad because like someone crafted that. There's a company that someone started and put their blood, sweat, and tears into just to.
Oh, it's the worst, dude. It gets me when like there's a company out there and they like make a product that's such a miss.
Yeah.
It's like this company's gonna tank and it fucking sucks, bro. That makes my heart hurt so bad.
Mm.
I don't know how. What's a good example of that, dude? Like without shitting.
Back
on
in the day, this is like I'm very old, but I wasn't even alive for this. But there was a thing called Crystal Pepsi. They made Pepsi. Clear. It did horrible and almost destroyed the entire Pepsi company. Legit, really? It did that bad. It was a big mistake.
Why do people want to drink?
I don't think they did.
Dark liquids.
I don't think they wanted to drink the clear ones. I think Pepsi thought they would, and then they didn't. So I feel like, it almost tanked everything.
So you feel bad for clear Pepsi.
I kind of, even looking back, I feel bad for it.
Like if you see Pepsi bottle, like one of them is the normal Pepsi colored dark liquid, and then the one is the clear one. Which you would choose the clear one because you feel bad for it.
Yes. No, but like, it's just like if I see something in a store and it's like this item is going to get no fucking love.
Right.
Like no one is going to buy. Oh, it's like say you're back to school shopping. The ugly fucking folder.
Yeah.
I feel bad for it.
Do you ever buy it?
Always.
Always. Yeah. Dude, like no one's going to buy the fucking like rainbow camo folder because it's ugly.
So many colors.
Dude, you know, low-key, I kind of have that too. Whatever this is that we're talking
and
about.
And so do I. That's why I'm excited
about
this.
Yo, like when we play Call of Duty and shit when I was younger, I would use the shittiest gun because I'm like, I feel bad for the game creators. They like spent all this time through like code and programming.
This is
a shitty
weird
gun.
Because literally earlier today, I was buying something on eBay. I accidentally watched an item that I wasn't getting. That person sent me an offer and I got so upset.
Oh,
that
my heart just
and it was. I might buy it. It was only like $4. It was a wrestling figure. And he sent me an offer and
an offer like he said, hey, you could buy it?
On everything, I mentally pictured him going, oh my gosh, a sale. And I got really like weird.
Bro, I that's how I feel.
That's exactly it.
Yes, it's so relatable.
What the heck is that?
I'm sure people out there can like understand what I'm saying.
I feel bad for inanimate
objects. You feel bad for the flavor that sucks. You know what I mean? It's just like that.
Yeah, but I've never had that. I've never thought about that as a thing, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think about it till now. Like, about, like, everything that I've been doing in my life. Or, like, oh, yeah, I'll, like, purposely choose, like, the most weird, like,
Uh-oh, we got one. I feel bad.
Like, really fucking ugly shoes or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like everything. there's a shoe company out there, and I won't say the name because some people rock them.
Yeah.
And like the company is probably one of the wealthiest companies. It's just not the coolest.
Right.
And like I feel bad for that company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everyone shits on them for like not being cool.
Can I just guess what the company is? Is it Skechers? I knew it.
My heart hurt.
And see?
Bro.
How sad is that?
Low-key, dude.
Bro, my grandpa has a sick-ass pair of Skechers, though.
I saw this dude. I was recently at a rest stop when Grace and I did that failed road trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, the dude in front of me had some dope shoes. I was like, oh, what are those? And like, low-key, they were Skechers. I don't know if we can say this because of Allbirds. If I didn't have Allbirds, I'd buy Skechers because fuck it.
There you go.
You know?
No, yeah.
I need to acquire some Heelys, too, again.
Heelys, yeah.
I wonder if they make
they
them
do
in my
still
size.
Make Heelys.
Like 12 and a half?
I'm sure.
I use Heelys more like for convenience sake than any other kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I literally used Heelys as a form of transportation. It wasn't just like to like roll through the hallways in school, which became eventually banned in my school.
Yeah,
like,
same
fast.
Here. Yep, same.
And the kids would keep the wheels in their pockets and pop them in as soon as the bell rang. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Oh my God.
I did that.
Yeah.
I had like, dirty ass pockets at the end of the day.
But but dude, we lived on this hill. And I used to love fishing, never to keep, just for fun.
Right, just to, yeah.
You know, but I won't even do that now.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm not going to be triggered. Fuck.
It's okay.
But I lived on this hill, and I would get my tackle box and my fishing pole, and I would just pick my toes up and just fly down the hill on my Heelys. Dude, I'm wondering, if I put my foot down, I would have fucking ate shit. Like, to the point where I had to go to the hospital. That's how fast I went down this hill. And then I would just walk over to the lake. And then I fell in with my Heelys once and a full fucking... sweatsuit on, like I had a sweatpants and a tracksuit and a sweatshirt, and I almost drowned because I had so much.
I literally had to pull
on.
Him out of the water.
He had to pull, like Ethan saved me, and I'm a great swimmer. Yeah. I just didn't realize that Heelys were that heavy.
That's great. I didn't would have never guessed that.
I swam in Heelys, probably one of the only men to do it, and I wasn't even a man. I was a boy.
Heelys are cool to me. Still, I still think there's cool.
Oh no, Heelys are always, they were always hip. It's just fucking Skechers. Dude, like
poor Skechers, man. Poor Skechers,
bro.
You know? But they're booling, dude.
No, they are.
If I owned Skechers, I wouldn't give a fuck about shit.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's just not cool.
No,
but it is,
dude,
now.
No. For all adults, it's sick as fuck.
Yeah,
it is,
right.
Bro. Because adults don't give a shit anymore. As I'm becoming an adult, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'd wear Skechers.
Bro, yeah.
Because two years ago, I was so insecure about what I had on my feet. Now I don't give a fuck because I'm becoming an adult.
Yep,
like literally, all my fucking relatives get each other Skechers for like holiday gifts, and they don't care. They think it's cool or whatever.
Because
I'm gonna
wear. At the end, it's just shoes.
Yeah, dude.
They don't
and
care,
they, and
bro.
They probably function better than all the other shoes that we think are fucking cool.
We're idiots for thinking that Skechers aren't cool.
Yeah,
we're
and
too
also,
insecure.
The shoes that were hot back in 2016. I look back at my Instagram photos. I fucking hate that I wore those shoes.
You know what I'm realizing? It goes back.
It's just trends.
It goes back to the minimalism thing that you said. What I'm realizing is that whatever makes your life more convenient is cooler, no matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No matter what the reputation is, if it makes your life more convenient
or enhances your life.
Yeah. Or does it just make you happy? I think,
dude,
is the main thing.
I realize I have so much clutter of just shit that I thought would make me look cool.
Clutter's got to be the worst word in the world.
It's literally just like weight on my shoulders. I'm like, why do I have this shit? I have to figure out where to put it. I have to figure out where to store it.
Yeah.
And then it ends up just sitting around and
collecting
my house look
dust.
Like worse.
That's what my closet is. People always rag on me for not having like clothes. Like, if I ever show someone my closet, like, this is all you have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I feel like I have way too much.
Right.
And you probably still wear the same shit every day. And the only reason I still have the other shit that I don't wear is because I fucking feel bad for it. And I won't throw it out.
Yeah.
I got to get over that. Wait, you sparked something in me that was a good conversation that I wanted to say. What were you just saying, Ethan?
Something about minimalism. But let me say something. When we move back into our new house, so I'm getting my
What'd you say?
Hang on. I'm saying something else. I'm getting my closet completely redone, and I'm obsessed with it. I picked out the design. Grayson's closet is going to be sick too. We're doing the same company. It's called IKD Italian Kitchen Design.
Okay. Yeah,
it's fucking Italian.
Yeah, because we're fucking Italian.
Hey, you stick with the roots.
So I'm doing fucking Italian.
Yeah, 20% closet. In my blood.
If you can't see, Ethan is doing the Italian hand gesture, so he is just keeping it real.
My grandma used to go Aitza and stick her hand up like that, whatever that means.
She would. My grandma, I would always used to. My great grandma, I would like when I was a bad boy. She babysat me when I was like 4, because she would spank me and it would make me laugh because she was too sweet. She would only do it so soft.
So funny.
And she'd go Aitza and spank my butt.
What does that mean?
But it didn't hurt, and I would laugh, and then I would do whatever bad I was doing again.
That's great.
But it took the devil out of me.
Anyway,
you know
so back
I mean?
To my Italian closet, dude. We're really going full Italian. We have Italian doors. We have Italian closets. We have an Italian kitchen, a mixed Stromboli.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to label all of my my dresser drawer. Well, they're not going to be dressers. My drawers, my cabinets, my hangers. Everything's going to be labeled so that I know exactly where everything goes. It's going to be color coordinated. It's going to be everything. But when I get this new closet and I'm like stocking it, I'm going to leave like half of the closet empty because I have a girlfriend and she's probably going to come stay and she's probably going to have stuff. And also, which means
damn, Ethan's already doing the whole fucking has to throw half his clothes thing. Dude.
I like, do you,
bro? And you think you have to throw half your clothes when she gets here? You have to throw even half of that. Yeah, so but, you can only keep a quarter of the clothes you have.
Damn.
It's good you have a girl
because I'm practicing minimalism. It's good. So
it is good.
But yeah, holy fuck, dude.
So basically, what
that's some funny shit.
When I'm stocking my closet, yeah, dude, I have a him and her bathroom.
What?
No, but I really do. It didn't happen on purpose, and I didn't even have a girlfriend when I bought my house. It just happened like
your
that.
Your brain was thinking subconsciously it, for it.
Maybe it was.
Dude, I have a toilet that has a bidet inside of the toilet.
I didn't even finish my story. Let's talk about
that. Excites me too, but continue.
I'm going to get rid of half of my clothes and then half of that again.
Damn.
And I'm going to donate all of it. And I'm pumped on that because when I throw things out, I feel like an asshole. Even if it's just
I threw out a penny and I was upset about it. I don't even know why I did that.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. You might get arrested now.
I hope so because
you threw it in the trash?
Yeah, because here's the thing. It was in my pocket with wrappers and then it was a penny and I was like, oh.
Throw it on the ground outside.
No, it was in my.
That's not littering. Someone's going to pick it up.
I know. I felt bad, but it was just, you know, it happened.
Ryan, I think throwing a penny on the sidewalk is fine.
Okay.
Because it is.
Good luck.
If I were to stumble upon it. First of all, I would flip it on heads before I picked it up.
I would have put it on heads for sure, yeah.
And then I would have good luck for the rest of it.
Yeah, I'll do it next. But I'm saying I felt bad. I was not happy about the penny being tossed. Mm. I wasn't.
Yeah. Like when people hand me change, what do you do with it anymore?
Put it in my pocket, my car.
You know what I realized, dude? I wrote a rap lyric one time because I was sitting behind this old lady. Oh, I was actually standing behind this old lady in line at just like a convenience store, and she just paid in all cash. And I'm like, you know what a catchy rap lyric would be? I pay in all cash like a grandma.
Yeah, it's a good line.
Because, dude, grandmas are the only people that still pay in all cash. Yeah, everybody else has a card, Apple Pay.
And they'll get that shit down to the cents, too. They'll think fucking... Dude, my dad always, dude, I just remembered that. Like, if something was $2.19, he would fucking pay it in cash exactly.
It's a good feeling.
I was like, what are you doing?
Or no, he'd pay like... If he had like a 10, he'd be like 10.19, so they could just give him 8 flat back.
Oh, he would, yeah.
He was that good.
He was, dude, he was so considerate with paying. Oh my God.
No. It was 19 minus 100, which is 71.
19 minus 100 is
100 minus 90.
I was going to say, you don't look at me.
Fucking, I don't know, dude. I've never used cash.
100 minus 19 is 81.
You know what I do? I have a wallet that has a button and it flips my cards out. I grab my card, it has the Wi Fi symbol on it, so I hit tap on the fucking thing.
Yeah, we're streamlined.
Yeah.
Damn.
But a cool rap lyric would be, I pay in all cash like a grandma.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean, it's when you're younger, funny. Getting...
Or I pay in all cash like a rapper. It's almost like a tweet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I pay in all cash like a rapper.
Rappers and grandmas are the only people who do it, so the rappers could say that they do it.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I want to get back on the train of thought that Ethan had me on about the fucking minimalism shit. Yeah, what were you saying?
I'm saying a lot.
It's good. I'm like really
talking about his closet being half.
I'm so for minimalism, dude. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah. We both had to be on each other to practice.
Bro, we're going on this trip. I'm actually going to take like one pair of one thing.
And we're actually going to go on a trip this time.
What would you consider when something isn't minimalist? Like for instance, when does it become not minimalist?
If you have an item that sits around, takes up space, doesn't look aesthetically pleasing, and you're like, oh, I got to throw that out, or like, why is that even there? I don't get any use out of it. Then boom, that's when you should get rid of that item.
There are levels to this shit. So there's the type of minimalism where it's like, okay, I haven't used that item in 5 months. I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
There's minimalism where it's like, okay, you know what? I don't see myself using that item in the next 3 months. I'm going to get rid of it.
Mm.
Then there's minimalism where it's like, I don't use that thing every day. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm trying to be like, if I don't use it throughout the week one time, I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah, 7 days.
So with exceptions of like seasonal things like a snowboard.
Okay. Or medicine.
True. My concern would be me mentally thinking, like, okay, like the stuff that I collect, I do get so much happiness out of it. No,
that's that. I have a collection.
Because I get joy every day.
But yeah, you have it on display. It's neat. And it's something you add to. A collection has nothing to do with minimalism.
Uh-huh. It's more like items that you can use rather than decorations.
Yeah, it's things that bring you happiness. If it doesn't bring you happiness, get the fuck rid of it. Dude, like, if there's so much shit in my toiletry drawers in my bathroom that
draws so Jersey.
Sorry, it's so Jersey.
When he said, yeah, I was like, because that's what we just say.
Yeah, we say draw instead of drawer. Yeah. I just do that. No,
it's Jersey. Thing, yeah.
So my vanity in my new bathroom has no drawers.
Smart.
And I said it right that time.
Yeah.
It has no drawers. There's no pullouts. It's just two shelves. So it has to look fucking aesthetically pleasing. And if it doesn't, it's getting thrown out.
I like that.
And the only thing in this rental house that I've used so far is my fucking toothbrush and toothpaste and floss. That's it.
Right.
What else do I need in there?
Yeah, nothing.
My cologne, fragrance. My fragrance belongs in the bathroom. It has its own shelf.
Maybe a candle, that's about it, yeah.
And I also have a candle.
Yeah.
We're going to be so good at tiny living when we finally get around to buying these tiny homes.
Yeah.
You already are there, basically. And you're not, yeah, I think you're very prepared with all that.
Yo, guys, you said something, Jersey, draw, and you didn't notice.
Hmm.
Tell me if you notice anything here. I just posted this Instagram reel. Let me know if you notice anything. Right. Anything out of the ordinary with this.
Listen.
And I see someone parked charging their Tesla right next to me, and they're playing some sort of game, and there's like a whole family in there freaking out, and I've never played this game before, so I'm going to try it.
Uh-oh.
Entertainment. Holy shit, it's like real life Mario Kart. Holy fuck. I'm charging my
Anything weird?
No.
Nothing.
Not to me.
All of my comments are roasting me for the way I say Mario.
Oh, yeah, it used to happen to me.
How do you say it?
Mario.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
Yeah.
I didn't know that!
Yes!
Let's fucking go!
Yo. If you fucking say Mario out there, let's fucking go, dude!
Yeah.
I'm literally fucking, like, very close with a Mario from Jersey. He says Mario. It's his own fucking name. Don't tell him he's saying it wrong!
Yeah.
So people say Mario, and then when they try...
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
That's so basic.
Get the fuck out of here with that Mario shit! I'm fucking Italian! It's Mario!
That's it.
Holy!
So, okay, calm down.
Sorry, as you can tell, I'm very loud.
So anyway, when I say Mario, people are like, why are you saying Mario? And I'm like, hey.
You're not.
I'm not saying Mario. I'm saying Mario.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. 99% of people cannot say
Mario.
They can't even say it.
Like right now, say Mario.
Mario.
And you can't. Yeah. If you're telling me that it's Mario, say Mario and you won't be able to do it because you're going to say Mario.
Yeah.
That's what everyone is like. What's Mario? I'm like, I don't know because I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Said Mario.
I said Mario.
Yeah.
It's like M-A-H. Yeah, say Matt.
Rio.
Is that a Jersey thing too?
Yeah, but I know every Mario from Jersey that I know says that.
I agree.
Australians kind of say Mario too. Australians kind of talk like
dude. In the weirdest way, Australians say a lot of words in a Jersey City accent.
That's cool.
Or a Jersey accent.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're drawn to Australia. Maybe it's like this bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario. Yeah, that's crazy because I that's happened to me before on the internet where that exact same thing has happened on a smaller scale. Yeah. Why did you say it like that? And in my mind, I'm like, what?
Oh, Ryan starts tweaking.
Yeah, because you know me, I'm like, what did I say? And I'm like, you can see me panicking. And I'm like,
not edit that out.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's just the video game thing I said. Yeah, that's so funny. That's crazy. Well,
sheesh. Oh, dude. Off track.
No, now, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's off track. But like today, I just looked at my tattoo, and I got a tattoo from Drew today, who his Instagram's I Drew It. He's a fucking legend.
Such a great artist, by the way.
Such a great guy. Had a great time. Every time I go to his shop / apartment, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Best vibes ever. And he has a little daughter.
Mm.
And oh my gosh, she's the cutest thing.
She's three.
She's three.
We asked her how old she was, and she held up four fingers and then put the pinky down with her other hand because she couldn't do the three yet with one hand. It was so fucking
cute. That's like devastatingly cute.
They don't know how to pick up the three fingers yet. Yeah. She had to put her pinky down with her other finger.
In that very moment, I texted my girlfriend an eyeball emoji. I sent a picture of her, and I sent an eyeball emoji, and whatever she took from that.
Yep. Hey.
You know?
And I didn't text anyone, but I was like, I need a daughter.
No, you did. You texted us.
Oh, I did text Ryan. I said, I need a daughter. And I said, if I'm here right now and Drew's daughter was my daughter, I don't think I would once be able to stop hugging and kissing her on the cheek.
Right.
Dude, I need a fucking daughter so bad. Like, when I was like growing up, I was like, "Oh, I want boys. I want son." You know, every like dad wants a son. It's like a cheese. Yeah, it's cheesy, but it's also like, oh, I also want a son too. Yeah. But boy, do I want a daughter. They're so fucking cute. And then she was so shy. Like she would like, she was really sassy. So she kept rolling her eyes at me.
Yeah.
And then
that age.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And then we ended up I'm not even kidding. Like the entire time Ethan was getting his tattoo, which was like a little over an hour. From the time he was drawing out of Balenciaga, I played with her toys with her.
Mm.
Oh my God, we had a blast.
That's great.
We were laughing so hard. Like I showed her, one of her toys had a tail and I hit it and it did a flip.
Yeah.
And she was like, it did a slip. It did a slip in the air. And I said, a flip. She goes, flip. And then we just started flipping the toys for like an hour.
That's
bro.
Amazing.
And we were cracking up and then like she wouldn't even look at me in the beginning, and then by the end she was sticking it on my nose.
Yeah.
She's like, look, it's on your nose. The toy's on your nose.
The progression of kids getting shy to opening up is awesome.
Oh my God. Dude, it happened.
I remember it happening to me. When my cousins would come over, I'd be so shy. And then by the end of it, I was like, oh, I can't wait till I warm up. We're gonna have so much fun.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't not be shy. Oh, yeah. You're just so shamelessly shy.
Why are kids so shy?
Yeah, what is that?
Because
it's
a natural instinct.
Why is that a natural instinct?
But why is it natural instinct when you're so inviting? Like, for instance, with this girl, you were probably like, hey.
I think trust is a natural instinct.
You're right.
Wow. I never even thought about that.
Trust you just unlocked something in my brain.
Trust must be a natural instinct.
I think so.
Because kids, if you break it down, the kids are way more natural than adults.
Yeah.
They're pure humans, whereas we're like
if
this,
they
like,
do some random shit, it's instinctual.
Yeah. That's a great point.
When we do some random shit, sometimes it's systemic.
Yeah, we're a product of our society. In many ways, and kids are just not yet. Yeah. So if you observe how a kid behaves, that is likely how you should be
It goes back to...
In certain ways.
It goes back to the whole thing of like kids will wear whatever because they don't care about what they're wearing. It's just comfortable.
And then when you get older,
it's pretty color.
Skechers, you don't give a fuck anymore.
Right. Like, so it's interesting. That all makes sense. Like, I think you're right. When you're a kid, you're kind of just like, you're not forcing anything. You're just yourself.
Also, I'm down to bring Skechers into fashion.
I will wear a pair. Besides Allbirds, because I think the Allbirds shoes are great. Yeah. I would wear a pair of Skechers tomorrow. Genuinely, I would.
Yeah.
And I would rock them like it's the... I wore Skechers when I was younger. I grew up in a pretty... I didn't grow up in a wealthy home. And we, you know, so like we had Skechers. Got the job done.
My grandma had
them.
The Skechers rockers. You remember those?
Yep.
Put my mom's Skechers rockers on and just stand there and just do calf.
Oh, mom had them too. We would rock back and forth.
They're legendary shoes. Legit.
The rockers. I would probably rock those right now. Those
dude, I'm not kidding. I really
they were supposed to get your calf muscles toned, right?
Yeah.
That's what they were for.
It was like
for those
like,
were so
I think
sick.
They're also like to like, if you're on your feet all day, they're good
it's
for
some
you.
Sort of like, yeah, it's good for joint pain and stuff too.
I feel like it sounds pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the trust is a natural instinct.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy because think of yourself in like a tribe. I always try to like put myself in the woods.
Yeah.
Where
you know you love the woods.
Where I ought to be anyway.
Yep.
But like, and then you meet someone that you've never met before. You don't know their intention. What if they're starving? They're looking for fucking feasty.
They're trying to hunt flesh. Yeah.
On your hiney. Yeah. But then you build this thing called trust and you work together. It's crazy, yeah. I think we just kind of debunked it. And now it's weird. It's so weird where instincts then become systemic. Because instinctually, you would form a bond of trust between someone, and it would just go for the like, okay, I'm not going to kill you, you're not going to kill me, we're going to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that's like the primal instinct of trust. But now, there's like fucking rumors and secrets involved.
And
meaningless little fucking stupid things. You know what I mean? And that's a systemic part of it.
Dang.
That's
my whole brain is going wild right now.
That's when you have to be like, do I trust someone to not tell someone that I poop my pants? You know what I mean? Like,
it's weird, but you know what's funny? It's true. It's like you do trust people and you don't even know why sometimes. I'll be like, you know what? I trust you. That's so true. And you just do.
Bro, I can get a read off someone like before I meet them usually.
Me too, yeah.
Trust. Bro, if I look at someone's face, I could tell if I should or shouldn't trust them. And then if my gut or my whatever instinct tells me don't trust them and I end up like just doing it, I always get burned.
What do you think the gut instinct is? What do you think that is?
Oh, God.
Because I have no idea.
I think humans are like breeds. Mm-hmm. I think randomly you like you're like type A, B, C.
Like how there's breeds of dogs.
Maybe there's like 15 types.
Does it correlate with the blood type and stuff too? Yeah. You know,
yeah, like exactly. I mean, maybe even not. Like maybe I just think it's
mentally breeds.
Mentally
not
breeds.
Like,
okay.
Not like
physical. Nothing to do with that at all. Yeah. I just know so many people that I see like another person in that is a completely different person or a completely different age.
Right.
Like there's like a couple like people that I like can like be like, oh my God, he's like this person in my family. Like you're just like a famous person. I'm like, that person reminds me of my uncle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like they look nothing alike. They are nothing alike. Yeah. This famous person's a rapper.
Now, after I made that connection, they begin to look alike. Even like regardless of race or age or anything, they begin to look alike.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
The brain can like make anything just
But I actually think like if you are the same breed as someone,
mannerisms. Mannerisms can make
mannerisms,
people look like people.
Dude, yeah, mannerisms. You're right.
Like the position that someone keeps their mouth in can be the same as like someone that's like that keeps their mouth in. But maybe it's not how they do with their hands when they
talk. The nuances, yeah, the little, yeah you're right. That's another good way to.
Like, you'll always be able to make a connection. Like by time you're, I think by time you're 20 and you've met a good amount of people, if you've gone through public school or
maybe travel,
private school, whatever it is, travel a little bit, and you met a good amount of people in your life, you're 20 years old, you will always be able to like make a connection from someone that you meet with someone that you know.
Right.
Almost every time. And then sometimes you'll get a fucking unique person. You're like, damn, who, like this person's like,
what breed is this person?
Yeah. Like fucking
that
crazy.
Makes me really feel like I'm in a simulation because it's like, same. Okay, so well, someone only made 15 character types and we all just look different, right. But we all fit in one of them.
It, like when I think that, I'm like, geez, you're right. Cause we're not as different as we think we are sometimes. We're really not, you know?
Yeah, dude, I put something together today. I was trying to draft up a tweet. Uh-huh. I was saying, you know what? I would say that I'm a very disciplined and motivated person. Mm-hmm. And when I have my mindset to something, I'm going to fucking do it and I'm going to accomplish it. And I usually end up doing it.
Yeah.
If it's a good thing. And I was like, but with the little things and commitments, I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to do this tomorrow. Or I'm going to fucking do this tomorrow. I'm going to run 5 miles tomorrow. Right. And in that moment, I fucking mean it.
Yeah.
I fucking mean it. And then I don't know if it's just me generating excuses or whatever it is, but like, I'll tell myself that I'm not going to do it and I'll mean it in the same way and then I end up not doing it.
So you're telling yourself like, nope.
You think like, and then I was like, you know what? Everyone's probably similar.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever just tell yourself something and then you're like, and then you tell yourself, nah.
I'll talk myself into it.
Grayson does it in extremes though. Like I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and then the next day he's like, yo, fuck getting up early, bro. That shit is stupid.
Yeah. I don't even know if that made sense to the context of the conversation.
No, it does.
I'm trying to explain it. Like, I think we're all, I was like, you know what? Like, I've seen other people do this and like, I'm just the fucking same. We're all the fucking same.
I have done that to where I've said, like, talked myself into not doing something when I was going to do it. So yeah, I think that in some sort of way correlates.
I've been working out a lot. Like, I was on my fourth set, and I was like, no, I don't want to get injured.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, whatever, I'm just going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then it's I didn't get injured. It just fucking got better.
You're, like, debating yourself in a weird way, yeah.
Why does your brain try to create excuses? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
I think
it your body saying, hey, like, give me a break? Or is it, like...
No. I think, personally, it's going off of previous experiences. Like... They say, oh, like you can tell if somebody's been hurt in a relationship with how they act in future ones. Like maybe your brain's like, this went wrong a couple times in 1999 and 2004. Yeah.
Wow.
Like maybe.
When I was on
that, because your brain subconsciously stores things. And you know how I know this? Bruh.
Skechers Rockers. We just brought it out.
Yeah,
Skechers
Rockers.
We just brought it out. You can see them. I can see the color of my mom's in my head.
Also, for some reason, listened to it for the first time since the year, but knew the entire fucking lyrics, every single word to 2012 by Jay Sean.
Yeah, you specifically really do know that,
I don't know.
Oh, the song. Whoa, we gotta live.
Yep.
That we're gonna party like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like it's 2012.
You know that it doesn't matter as long as we got each other.
Turn it up.
Here's the thing. I swear I've never heard that song. And you have very much so, apparently. I've never heard that. I like Jay Sean.
You haven't heard that?
No.
Bro, where's Jay Sean?
Well, how old were you in 2012?
Jay Sean's better getting comebacks.
2012 would have been 70.
Bro, I think we just did it. You ever say a music artist's name and then they fucking come out of wherever the hiding that they were in, the hiatus?
Jay Sean's coming.
Jay Sean's coming, dude.
Oh, he's gonna
that song.
He's gonna fucking pop off.
Soon. I'm ready.
He's gonna make a song called fucking Up.
Whoa.
Instead of Down.
Nice.
And he's gonna make a song called 2020 and then it's gonna pop.
I hope he does it for 2020's sake. Maybe 2021.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Is 2021 going to be a good year?
Well,
let's not say shit. Yeah. I'm not saying fucking anything anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
We're just going to take it in stride.
2019 fucking got worse. And then I was like, you know what? It's a new decade. Fuck it. Clean slate. Fuck this shit.
Look at 2020. 2018 was great.
20 what?
2018 was great compared to this year. In terms of all the crazy.
Maybe it was just personally bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember fucking. No, 2018 was good for me.
You had a good year, didn't you?
2018 was good for me. You're right. Was it good for everyone?
Yeah, I think so. I thought that was a good year.
2017 was eh.
Yeah, I thought 2018 was a positive
2017
year.
Fucking Loki sucked.
I almost forget it.
I hated 2017. I just remember that. I wrote it in my notes. I went through my notes and I wrote a bunch of
dude,
thoughts.
Dude, you know what? You know, okay.
Okay, never mind. Yeah,
you know what? You know what 2017 and 2020 have in common? Fucking drama took over those years.
Yeah, they totally
drama did. Filled fucking years.
Well, yep. You're saying the F word quite a bit.
I'm from fucking Jersey.
Whoa.
Bro.
What are you, Italian?
Hey, what about those notes?
That
you had, you said.
Oh, the notes that I had?
Before you cut me off.
Well, iris, cedar, and sandalwood, and the courage candle, those notes?
No, those are the fragrance notes you're thinking about. I was thinking about my notes on my phone.
Good little releases.
From 2017, and I wrote, 2017 was the worst year of my life. I wrote it.
In your notes?
In 2017.
And so I believe you.
Apparently, I didn't like that year, but you know what I'll realize? You could have a terrible year, and like think it's the worst. You think the rest of your life's going to be like that, and then... Look, I'm 3 years later, I don't even remember why it was bad.
Right.
The only reason why I know it was bad is because I wrote it in my notes.
That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
That just shows you, like...
The only thing I remember from 2017 is eating a fucking acai bowl.
But you really remember that vividly? Like,
we were obsessed with those acai bowls that whole year. But I will say, you know, it's not a bad year. It's not a bad life, it's a bad year.
Right.
You know, it's not a bad life, it's a bad day.
Right.
And sometimes I have to remind myself of that, as cheesy and cliche as it sounds. It's cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. So,
yeah,
sometimes it's not even a bad day. It's a bad moment. And
it's
then,
a bad hour.
And then the fucking afternoon's going to get good.
Yeah.
Like, I've been like, fuck this. And like, literally had a negative outlook on a day and then it just flipped.
Yep.
So you always got to stay a little optimistic about it.
It's just perspective. I remember my grandpa one time, I got really angry at something when I was like maybe 12 and he said, sun still comes up, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah. Because sometimes you just have to hear stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
The world is still moving. Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean the world's not having a good day. So, like,
oh, yeah.
That's what you got to remember.
That's dope.
One of my favorite song lyrics is, I just need to hear somebody say, this will all make sense one day. It's cool.
That's great, too. Do you know who said
Kevin
that?
Parker, Tame Impala.
Oh, there you go.
But, of course.
One of my favorite song lyrics is, Bitch, I'm in the building, you ain't even in the lounge.
Oh, sick. That's Lil Wayne.
It is a good lyric, though. He's there.
One of my favorite lyrics. I ain't looking for the beef, but I ain't seen it in a while.
Right.
And that's, and that's, and that relates a lot to my vegan lifestyle.
Very true.
One of the most like touching lyrics I've ever heard is, I'm going to pick the world up and I'm going to drop it on your fucking head.
That song is such an... That is one of the most interesting Lil Wayne songs.
Bro, can we blast it right now?
Like, ever.
Pick the world up. Let's blast it right now.
Fucking
that reminds me of wrestling season.
Dude, ever since we got this fucking wrestling talk going on, dude, I've been blasting Wayne and I feel fucking good.
We're all big Wayne guys. Lil Wayne is who we're talking about. Yeah. He's the man. He's the man.
You know who else is the...
Who's that?
The man or woman.
Hmm.
Do you know who?
Do I know who? There's a couple people that are, but I don't, I'm not specifically remembering.
I can remind you.
Huh.
Aylin at X Grant Bailey X.
Oh, it's both of them.
If you don't know who Grant and Bailey are, that's my middle name. Is Grant Grayson's is Bailey.
So it's basically me and Ethan.
Also, Aylin's a really
cool name. Well, that's so weird. Am I also Bailey? Whoa.
Yeah, Aylin is a cool name. I like that.
Fucking trippy.
I've never heard it.
When I read it, I was like, same. Why not, though?
It's a really pleasant name. It's like...
Bro, that's what I've said mentally. Like warm, I literally said my brain, that's a pleasant name.
And you know why? It doesn't take too much effort to say Aylin.
Yeah. Ethan, Ryan, Grayson.
A-Y-L-I-N. Aylin.
Very quick. Not that it's bad if it's not, but it's a great name. Beautiful name.
Ethan has an ETH. That's hard. You gotta
did you see that one viral TikTok that happened, by the way? It was there was this girl. She's like, everybody deserves respect except people named Ethan. And I was like, you know, and then the top comment with 8,000 likes said, but not Ethan Dolan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
so you, TikTok. There you go. Quick thing. Go ahead.
Thank you to Aliza.
What about Ethan Bread, Michael?
Okay, well, cool.
He was not off that list.
Yeah, he's not even real.
Oh.
Go on.
Aliza, someone else I'd like to say thank you to. Not only TikTok, but Aliza.
Hmm.
At Aliza Alley.
There it is. Mike Posner wrote a song about that.
It's a bad nah,
don't even let me finish the joke.
Continue. It's Ibiza.
Oh, yeah. That's Ibiza.
And if we're pronouncing it natively, Ibiza.
Whoa.
Grayson's face when he reads the names I give him.
Cal.
That's the name Khalil.
Khalees.
That's probably it.
That's it. I think.
Khalees.
I think Khalees is it.
Should we just pick the world up and drop it on your fucking head?
Might as well.
Bro, because the spot gets smaller the higher I climb, and I get bigger. So.
That's good. That's a good lyric.
Yeah. It happened to Lil Wayne, too.
Eminem was in this. I forgot Eminem was in this. It's a great song.
Yeah, Eminem's in it. Holy shit. I just remember. He goes, what does he say?
Hop up in my spaceship. I put the clean one. I'm gone. This one.
Mother, I'm gone. It hurts, but I never show. This pain you never know. If only I'd
see. Are we being copyrighted?
No.
We're on iTunes.
No.
Backs against the wall. And push comes to shove. I just stand up and scream back and forth. Oh my God. You know what I did? You know what I did when I was little?
We just remember lyrics. You know what I did
when I
was little?
You know what I did when I was little? Me, Ethan, and my friend Ryan had a crush on the same girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we fucking all rapped Eminem to her. Our favorite Eminem song to win her over. And
what was your favorite Eminem song?
Her favorite artist was Eminem. Okay. So we all had to rap a song to her.
And I think Ryan won.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because he rapped the most
appreciated song?
Yes, yeah. What was a low key song called Elevator.
Elevator.
Ooh,
now I'm living in
that's old too. That's like Relapse,
bro,
I think.
Bro, I don't want to end this fucking.
Hey, there's another one next week.
True.
And there's that video thing that could happen, but whatever. We'll talk about
maybe like 3 weeks.
Or yeah, we'll
weeks.
Talk about that.
Guys,
later.
We don't know exactly, but the house is going to be done in like a week. And then the podcast studio is in the house, so that'll probably be done too in like a week or so. We got to get chairs, we got to get the table in, and we got to like wired up all of the mics and stuff. But podcast video is probably coming within 3 weeks, and I will say that.
And we're going on a road trip.
So we'll see you guys next Tuesday. We'll talk.
Also, this is Tuesday morning. We got a video coming out this afternoon.
Heck yeah.
Let's fucking go.
All right, guys.
You are going.
Love y'all. Tomorrow. Talk to you next week. Peace.